Welcome back to Facebook Monetization, and in this video we're going to be talking about getting fans to opt in to your list on Facebook. And that's obviously the name of the game, and we've titled this purposefully getting fans to opt in. You've probably got a number of ways to create fans. Either maybe you have strategies on getting new fan pages and getting fans to opt in. You've already got your niche. But now what we need to do is we need to get those fans, people who are already attached to you on Facebook, to opt in to your list. Your objective is to get those individuals to find what you're looking to give them as necessary and exciting enough that they're going to consider your opt-in a no-brainer. So when you are really paying attention to what it is that they're posting about, paying attention to the things that they're discussing on your fan page, you want to use that in order to create your opt-in bribe. And you want to try to move users onto an opt-in list even if they are already fans. You know, they're going to be easier and less distracted when they're on your list when they get your sales messages. So even though you have maybe hundreds and maybe even thousands of fans, getting those fans onto an opt-in list will really help you to propel your income even more so than if they are fans on your fan page. Now, if possible, you should remove at least one step from the process by not having your visitors leave Facebook in order to opt in. And that means that you're going to have some of the paid tools available that will allow you to create that opt-in on Facebook itself so that people can go to your fan page and opt into your list. There is one, at least one, that is free. And in order to do that, you're going to need to create a form from your autoresponder and then add it to your fan page. Now, as a matter of fact, you're going to find that both AWeber and GetResponse have Facebook apps that will allow you to create your autoresponder, connect your autoresponder to your fan page. Let's take a look at those right now. This is going to be a fairly simple process of being able to go to the app page, and really then just go through the steps. You've got a link there inside of your PDF, and what you want to do is you want to go to that link, and it's going to bring you to this page that looks like this, and then you're going to click Add App to Page. And when you get there, it's going to be as simple as adding this app to one of your Facebook pages and adding an actual tab. That tab then will be part of your sign up here on the left side. You'll need to go there to actually start to set this up. And when you're going through the configuration process, AWeber is going to have you verify your account, and then you'll be able to go in and actually set up your form. The process is pretty much the same inside of GetResponse. You're going to go to the app that's on the GetResponse page. You're going to click Add to Fan Page. You're going to add the Fan Page tab. Once it's on your fan page, you'll need to configure it. And what GetResponse will require you to do is to put in your GetResponse API key in order for you to log into your account and have your account talk to GetResponse. And what you're doing in both of those cases is you're allowing people to actually opt into your account without having to go to another page in order to opt into your list. To physically get people onto your opt-in list on Facebook, one strategy mentioned by GetResponse is to offer a form-gated resource to your Facebook page. Or in other words, you want to make sure that there's content that if you give it away, the only way they're going to be able to get that content is if they opt into your list. And even though the like gate is no longer available, there is the opportunity to place a content gate so that when your content is there, the only way that people will be able to get it is to trade something with you. Now, there are applications and companies that do allow you to be able to do that. Here are some of the apps that can help you. There is Wishpond. This is obviously a paid resource, but you can sign up for an account here at Wishpond. There's also this site, TabSite, which will allow you to do pretty much the same thing. It's a paid application that you will be able to use on Facebook to do applications like the Content Gate. There is the website ShortStack. which will allow you to get started with a free trial. And then there is also the application, which is a little more well-known among internet marketers, PageMoto. And obviously what you're trying to do is you're only going to provide your best content when you do this. So you want to make it so that it's an absolute no-brainer for the person to want to opt in, to want to give them your email address. And you're not going to just be able to just put up resale rights material or just something that is an afterthought. You want to make sure that it's a pain point. You want to make sure that it's something that people really want in order to do something to change their life in some way. Now, the other thing that you can do in terms of increasing the opportunities that you have for opt-ins, and this is obviously covered in a number of marketing guides, is the call to action button on Facebook. And Facebook gives you that opportunity on every fan page, and it's pretty clearly marked. You're just going to click the create call to action button there. And you've got a number of choices. You can have people watch a video. You can have a contact us button. For the most part, you can use the contact, or you can have your sign up button there. That's typically what you're going to use. And you can have people sent to an application, but you can also have people sent to an app. Okay, and you can do all that inside of the call to action button so that people will go to your opt-in page. Now, one of the less obvious and probably final things, and something that every marketer should be doing, especially if they want to do business on Facebook, is to make sure that even as people come in contact with your business in any way, you want to make sure that as soon as they, you know, get a free product or they get something from you, that you invite them to like your Facebook page right after they log in, right after they get to anything that you have to do, whether it's your, you know, coming in contact with your book or your business card, your publication or blog posts. Always add people, always ask people to like your Facebook page, because again, it is the first step to being able to get them into the top of your funnel so that you can then invite them into your email marketing list. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.